Well, another show got its hooks into me. It's One More Thing.
Armstrong and Getty.
One More Thing.
Greetings. Hi, friends. How's everybody doing on this good-looking Friday? That's right. It is that time again. It is the Friday edition of the One More Thing podcast. Jack and Joe already getting a head start on their weekend. You know the drill, which means it's just you and me hanging out, having some fun on our little getaway day before the weekend, huh? Little exciting times going. I hope everybody's doing well. I hope you and your loved ones are starting to get more and more vaccinated and returning back to, a semblance of normalcy. So I know that's happening around me with my family members, more and more starting to get it, which makes me endlessly happy. Even some of my friends starting to grab it too. So I think I might need to bug my healthcare provider and say, when's my turn? Let me in, damn it. But I wanted to talk about, I had taken quite a break off of what I typically talk about on this this year podcast, and that's kind of what I'm currently watching. And that was largely because I had stopped watching scripted stuff just because I got really into basketball for a while. The first half of the season actually just wrapped up. All-Star break going on. I believe it's this weekend, actually, the game, which is weird that they're having, in my opinion. So I've been literally all of my evening at home when I normally would be watching various movies and or new series. I was just watching various NBA games. Been enjoying it a lot. Full disclosure, I've jumped into the world of daily fantasy sports, so I've been kind of having some fun with that as well. Some more of my irresponsible fund. My irresponsible fund. So dipping into that to enjoy that a little bit, which is honestly been a part of the driver and why I'm watching so many more basketball games, right? I got the feeling like I'm some low-level NBA scout. Like, if I just watch hard enough, I can find the edge, and then bang, millions. It hasn't worked out so far. I'm up like 30-40% since I started around the start of the basketball season. It's been fun. Been enjoying it, watching a ton of NBA. Great season. If you're into the sports ball, I don't have to tell you that because you're probably already watching. But I will tell you about the show that broke through my sports ball mania and actually got me started watching regular scripted shows again. And no surprise here, it is involved in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. It is a show that you can find on the Disney Plus app. And it is WandaVision. It is the first Marvel Expanded Universe product, I believe, at all released on Disney Plus. They were initially going to release The Winter Soldier, and I believe that's a movie. Not The Winter Soldier. What is it? Falcon and the Soldier? Hold on. I got to figure it out. Falcon and the Winter Soldier? Is that the name of it? Yes, Falcon and the Winter Soldier. It is a miniseries, so they were initially planning on releasing that first. Not sure why they switched up the order, but WandaVision being their first kind of swing at it, the Marvel Comics series. And I don't even, it's probably closer to like a, I don't think WandaVision is going to return. It might. Okay, so spoiler alert, I haven't watched the final episode, which released today, but almost assuredly I will mistakenly slip in some spoilers when discussing what I like about the show from all the episodes up until this point. So you are forewarned. It was a rather interesting choice to launch your foray into directly at home, same sort of budget as the stuff you see in the theaters, Marvel special effects with the big stars series at your home being WandaVision, because it's a weird one. The first several episodes, you don't even really get a very clear understanding and or explanation of what's going on. They are each told through the lens of kind of paying an homage to a different era of TV sitcom, progressing chronologically, starting with your kind of I Love Lucy style black and white shows, and then progressing decade by decade all the way through like your Full House era, your Malcolm in the Middle era, before it kind of centers on what's actually going on in the WandaVision universe. Now, this show is about Wanda Maximoff and Vision. That's right. The show WandaVision is about two characters. One is named Wanda. The other is named Vision. I'm not sure how they came up with that great name, but they managed. That's why they get paid the big bucks. And it's a really enjoyable show. It touches on a lot of interesting emotional places, right? Kind of the major motivating factor in this show is Wanda's grief over what happened in the Marvel Cinematic Universe movie Endgame, where Vision was essentially killed by Thanos. Not once, but twice, she had to watch, and her grief propels her to discover or sparks her magic powers to a level that she had not yet reached before, and she's not even really sure how she's doing some of the things she's doing. And one of the more interesting things, or the things that I particularly liked about this WandaVision episode, or season rather, is that it was a roundabout way to introduce magic in a more tangible level, and kind of explain its origins and in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. They have touched on it briefly with Doctor Strange, which I believe this final episode will tie in somehow, because at one of the Disney events, they announced that this, in essence, was kind of a series-long preview slash what's the one before the story? The prologue. Epilogue is after, I believe. So the prologue to the next Doctor Strange movie. So you will have two of the more powerful magic users in the Marvel Cinematic Universe teaming up for, I don't know if they're teaming up, but they will be in the next movie, the next Doctor Strange movie. You know, you get a good little magic synergy thing going on there. But the performances by Elizabeth Olsen, who is related to the Olsen twins of Full House fame. Did not anticipate two Full House references on this podcast before I started recording it. And Paul Bettany, who is a fantastic actor, and kind of his story about how when he first took this role of Vision, he thought his career was over. He was having trouble getting the kind of parts that he wanted to take in the movies that he was shooting for, just not getting the traction that he initially, his early career arc, would anticipate. And so he was like, you know, now this is me kind of putting words into his mouth, but he was like, all right, I'll do a cash grab with this Marvel stuff. And who knows, I'm CGI and I'm covered in makeup and I'm a synthezoid. I'm, you know, that's their fancy term for the type of robot that Vision is. And yeah, and he wasn't sure what it was going, but it was really cool to see. I thought he was great performances as Vision, which, you know, there's not a ton to do there, but just kind of the flat affect, overly serious, logical thinking computer, kind of Data from Star Trek sort of performance style. And then he really did a lot of work in this series in terms of the range that his character displayed. Emotion is definitely big into this. The witch's powers, the Scarlet Witch, seems, and she's not the only witch, but you're watching the series too. Otherwise, you probably would have turned it off at the spoiler alert thing. So yeah, there's multiple magic users in the series. Won't go into too much more about the sequencing of the plot, just in case there are people who are using this to see if a little teaser. Do they want to watch it all this weekend now that all the episodes are out? So I won't give away too much more than that, but I really enjoyed it. I'm very excited to see the other sort of swings at series and direct-to-home release movies that Marvel and Disney do with the Disney Plus app. I think they're exploring a really interesting space and in some ways kind of forcing the hands of other content streaming platforms to get on board and match the quality that Disney is doing, because they are certainly making a note. Making people take notice of them in what was initially thought to be just Netflix's and Amazon's world, the Amazon Prime, in the streaming wars. But I think it's lovely. I very much enjoyed it. They're going to be releasing one of these either series or movies pretty frequently, and they're going to space them out to where they aren't necessarily overlapping. So I believe the Falcon and the Winter Soldier is the next series that will pop on the Disney Plus. Looking forward to seeing that. And well, hey, you guys know the drill. Until next time, everybody, have a good time.